Trumbo tells a story that I've been wanting to see for a long time because I've been fascinated by this guy. His name was Dalton Trumbo, and he was a prolific Hollywood screenwriter. He had done all kinds of important movies and was an A-list writer. Back in his youth, he had been a member of the Communist Party, as had a whole lot of other people during the Depression, and turns out a lot of Hollywood people, including these screenwriters. And the House Un-American Activity Committee called these people together, and from that, these guys all either lost their jobs, were not allowed to write for any of the studios anymore, or went to jail, as Trumbo did, for refusing to answer questions. And it was called the Hollywood Blacklist. But Trumbo, even though he served 11 months in prison, he was pretty clever. He got out and he figured out a way to keep on writing. He went to work for this B-movie company that was run by the King brothers. That was John Goodman and Stephen Root. And he would just write any kind of anything for them. And it just would, the only thing was, is they didn't use his name. I don't believe I've ever mentioned here that Bryan Cranston, who has just done so well recently on Broadway, and as we know from Breaking Bad, he is just terrific in this role. Anyway, he goes to work for the King brothers, and then he finally gets them to make some kind of decent movies, but they're all made under either made-up names or someone else gets the credit for it. And one of the scripts that he wrote was called Princess Anne, and then the title of it was changed to Roman Holiday, and he got to watch on television as they awarded the Academy Award for Best Screenplay to a fellow named Robert Rich, who never existed. Anyway, later in his life, some of the other Oscars that he won under other names, they were eventually awarded to him or his family.